This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Paul Ryan, most recently the vice presidential candidate of the Republican Party, currently the chairman of the House Budget Committee, came out with his latest budget today. It's called, as was his last one, The Path to Prosperity. Besides the title, there's a lot of other familiar stuff in there. Trillions of dollars in spending cuts, big changes to government programs. It promises a balanced budget 10 years from now. But getting there requires, well, some economists call them assumptions. Regular people call them guesses. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going today.
Don't let all the numbers and charts fool you. Budgeting is imprecise. That's something Congressman Paul Ryan seemed to acknowledge.
You see, balancing the budget is not simply an act of arithmetic, not just getting expenditures and revenues to add up.
Lawmakers' budgets are based on forecasts, predictions, conjecture. June O'Neill teaches economics at Baruch College. In the 90s, she headed the Congressional Budget Office. And O'Neill says it'd be an accident if those forecasts ever came true.
Yogi Berra once said, it's difficult to make forecasts because we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
Especially in the long term.
How can we possibly guess the behavior of all the different parts of the budget?
Those parts include demographic changes and GDP. And no one knows how fast the economy is going to grow, or if it's going to grow. PhDs can make model after complicated model, but they can't predict what the unemployment rate's going to be in a decade. Ryan says he expects economic growth will outpace a rise in government spending of 3.4%. Randy Krosner is an economics professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business.
If you're going to be looking out at the budget over the next 10 years, you're forced to make an assumption.
Lots of them, really, and that's what Paul Ryan has done, including political assumptions. A big one is that Congress will repeal President Obama's health care law. Another one is more fundamental, that our priority right now should be to balance the budget. David Kendall is a senior fellow at a think tank called Third Way. He says not everyone's sold on that point.
Most economists think that if we have about a 3% deficit, that makes it a sustainable deficit.
The Democrats will make their rebuttal tomorrow when Senator Patty Murray, the chair of the Senate Budget Committee, unveils her budget based on her own set of assumptions. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.